3 miles up the River Thames from the centre of Oxford, some distance from where the great colleges of Jordan, Gabriel, Balliol, and 24 others contended for mastery in the boat races, out where the city was only a collection of towers and spires in the distance over the misty levels of Port Meadow, there stood the Priory of Godstow, where the gentle nuns went about their holy business. And on the opposite bank from the priory, there was an inn called the Trout. The inn was an old, stone-built, rambling, comfortable sort of place. There was a terrace above the river where peacocks, one called Norman and the other called Barry, stalked among the drinkers, helping themselves to snacks without the slightest hesitation, and occasionally lifting their heads to utter ferocious and meaningless screams. There was a saloon bar where the gentry, if college scholars count as gentry, took their ale and smoked their pipes. There was a public bar where watermen and farm labourers sat by the fire or played darts, or stood at the bar gossiping or arguing, or simply getting quietly drunk. There was a kitchen where the landlord's wife cooked a great joint every day, with a complicated arrangement of wheels and chains turning a spit over an open fire, and there was a potboy called Malcolm Polstead. Malcolm was the landlord's son and only child. He was 11 years old, with an inquisitive, kindly disposition, a stocky build and ginger hair. He went to Ulvercote Elementary School a mile away, and he had friends enough. But he was happiest on his own, playing with his demon Aster in their canoe, which was called La Belle Sauvage. A witty acquaintance thought it amusing to scrawl an S over the V, and Malcolm patiently painted it out 3 times before losing his temper and knocking the fool into the water, at which point they declared a truce.